wasn't trying to feel like this. I wasn't trying to feel nothing at all. I just came to meet my friends and try to drink a long way call. I didn't want to stay too late. I wasn't trying to close it down. I was doing my own thing.
Are set to kick off this morning in Donald Trump's criminal trial. ABC's Lindsay Tuckman is outside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan with more.
The jurors were dismissed around 8 p.m. last night after hearing a marathon day of closing arguments that were presented before them. Judge Juan Merchan said multiple times he would have been willing to cut it off if it looked like he was losing the jury, but they stayed alert for the most part.
500,000 power customers in Texas are still without lights or air conditioning. Storms battering the region for days. Crews are on the scene. President Biden and Vice President Harris will hold a rally in Pennsylvania today, launching a new initiative aimed at attracting black voters. Beginning today, Major League Baseball will include Negro League players in its official MLB stats. More Israeli shelling and airstrikes in the southern Gaza city of Rafah overnight. It's happening in the same area where strikes triggered deadly fire days earlier at a camp for displaced Palestinians. This is ABC News. As police in Los Angeles look for suspects in the murder of actor Johnny Wachter, his killing is shining a new light on catalytic converter thefts. Crooks were stealing one from Wachter's car when he was shot and killed.
In 2022, more than 64,000 were stolen, with California seeing the most thefts. Wachter drove a Toyota Prius, one of the five vehicles most targeted by catalytic converter thieves. The others include the Ford F-150, Ford Explorer, Honda Accord, and Honda CR-V.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. A mystery outside Houston.
That's the first time I've heard this happening down here. It's a little scary.
Angela DeRouse, who was fishing near a spot where police say an alligator was found, with human remains in its jaws. Police say the victim had been missing for several days. And in Washington State, a 19-year-old has survived a 400-foot fall into a canyon west of Seattle. Rescue crews had to rig a pulley system to get him out, suffered just minor injuries. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Supporters of Donald Trump say they have enough signatures to force a recall election of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. That's after their first attempt came up short. Petition circulators say they have more than 8,000 signatures from voters in the district where Voss was elected in 2022. Voss has 10 days to challenge the signatures. Federal transportation leaders say they're looking into adding more new passenger train service in Wisconsin. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says people in Wisconsin want to take the train.
There's no reason why Americans should settle for less in terms of our quality and reliability of passenger rail compared to any other country. That's what this is really about.
Buttigieg speaking with WYSN-TV's Up Front. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Hayward's annual Muskie Festival has received a $25,000 prize for being a finalist in the Cynic's Hometown Throwdown. The competition is meant to highlight local small-town festivals that give back to their community. Muskie Fest was the runner-up in the competition, finishing behind Norborn, Missouri's Soybean Festival, which earned their event a $100,000 prize. Muskie Fest is in its 74th year and is scheduled for late June. More information on the event is available on their website. An indoor adventure park is in the works for kids in Eau Claire. According to a WQOW report, the Four Treasures Adventure Park will be opening on Mall Drive later this year, giving kids a place to get their energy out when the cold winter months force them indoors. Officials expect that the adventure park will open sometime in November, but will remain open year-round once it's up and running. The park will feature a playground, an area for toddlers, a ninja course, and an area for food and arcade games. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers went into extra innings but lost to the Cubs in front of 24,000 fans at AmFam Field. Chicago, with a five-run rally in the 10th, went on to win 6-3. Willy Adames drove in the tying run but was called out at second trying to secure a double. A challenge failed. X-rays on Brewers closer Trevor McGill were negative after he took a hot comeback shot to his right throwing arm. A lot of twists and turns in this one. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, there's a lot of key moments. That was one of them for sure. The throw from left field to the bang-bang play, key moment.
The Cubs getting a good performance from their bullpen and starter Ben Brown, who pitched a no-hitter through seven innings before being pulled, Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Look, it was a tight game, and so it was a fun game to watch, and we pitched really well and showed a lot of spirit in the game and a lot of fight and came up with a win.
Again, the Brewers losing to the Cubs 6-3. The series continues game three out of the four-game series tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. Not much wind either out of the northeast at only around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 41. Tomorrow, sunshine 74 by Friday. More scattered showers with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Brand new country.
Love listening to the station 98Q Country.
Counter.
hottest country is on.
It doesn't get any better than this.
98Q Country.
Make it.
Lake City now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. Over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Ignore me. next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of the list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. You're still the mystery. What's someone else? Fall out of the blue. When you walk around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of the list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery. What someone has been.
AQ at 629. Good Wednesday. Colder than what we had thought. 38, I show here in the city. Some of you folks in the outlying areas may have some frost things going on here. 68 is our forecasted high for today. Our chance of rain is at 1%. Just 1% chance. And a 0% chance of rain tomorrow. I don't believe that. I never believe the zeros are 100s because you never know. A couple of nice days, though. 68, 70, right in that range today, tomorrow. And a dry stretch of weather for the next 3 days. And it looks like we're going to get wet at some point over the weekend. Most likely on Saturday right now. But it should be a nice stretch here. It should be a nice stretch of weather. Again, I think 38 was a little bit cooler than what forecasters had thought, but still not too bad. Nice, refreshing, fresh out there this morning. We had a lot going on yesterday. We had tournament baseball, tournament softball. We had tournament golf going on. Prentice and Lakeland involved with that. So we'll check in on that throughout the morning. Busy reality radio today. I want to talk with members of the Phillips track team and coaches at about 8:30. They're off to state this weekend. We're going to talk about the soon-to-be shovel-in-the-ground construction of the YMCA here in Park Falls. And we'll talk about that right away at about 8:15. We'll talk about Facebook scams. If you're on Facebook, there's always a new way the scammers are trying to get at you. And the IT guy, Bill Weiler, at the Shawamigan School is going to be nice enough to join us at 9:15 to chat a little bit about that. We're going to have a giveaway this morning. Lena's. Oh, yeah. And Lena's is going to have a $25 gift certificate as one of Big G's favorite places to eat. I've got some brewer tickets that we're going to give away. And I got a big announcement about some fun prize giveaways over the next couple of weeks. A Scotty giveaway, and we're going to give you more details on that also. So stay tuned, stay with us. Good local stuff here on the morning show, twice an hour, news and sports. Let's do that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jury deliberations are set to kick off this morning in Donald Trump's criminal trial. ABC's Lindsay Tuckman is outside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan with more.
The jurors were dismissed around 8 p.m. last night after hearing a marathon day of closing arguments that were presented before them. Judge Juan Merchan said multiple times he would have been willing to cut it off if it looked like he was losing the jury, but they stayed alert for the most part.
Half a million power customers in Texas are still without lights or air conditioning. Storms battering the region for days. Crews are on the scene. President Biden and Vice President Harris will hold a rally in Pennsylvania today, launching a new initiative aimed at attracting black voters. Beginning today, Major League Baseball will include Negro League players in its official MLB stats. More Israeli shelling and airstrikes in the southern Gaza city of Rafah overnight. It's happening in the same area where strikes triggered deadly fire days earlier at a camp for displaced Palestinians. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The law that took union rights away from most public sector workers in Wisconsin is back in court. Arguments in a Madison courtroom Tuesday are part of a new effort to get Act 10 overturned. Law faces a new challenge now that the state Supreme Court has flipped to liberal control. If you have loved ones with Alzheimer's, experts say communication skills are important if they start to feel overwhelmed at big summer gatherings.
If someone says, oh boy, I'm not feeling well, I gotta go home. Okay, tell us what home means to you. What is it like at the home? Oh, you grew up on so-and-so avenue. Tell us about that. Don't say, remember this, remember that.
Kristen Cusato is a spokesperson for the Alzheimer's Association. Experts recommend smaller get-togethers for people with dementia instead. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Over 100 gallons of cooking oil spilled onto the ground in Eau Claire after a truck crash just after midnight on Friday. According to a press release from Eau Claire Fire and Rescue, the crash occurred at the intersection of State Street and Washington Street and sent between 100 and 200 gallons of cooking oil spilling into the street. Authorities were able to contain the spill before the cooking oil began to enter storm drains in the area, and two people were taken to the hospital as a result of the crash. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced over $23 million in grant funding to build up the state's electric vehicle charging infrastructure. According to a press release, more than 10 municipalities in the Northwest Wisconsin region have been selected to participate in the grant program, which will give them the first federally funded fast charging electric vehicle stations in the state. Department of Transportation officials also expect Wisconsin to receive about $78 million over the next 5 years. I'm Austin Burme, Civic Media News.
A new look for the Packers defense. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers continue OTA practices. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley on what he thinks about his new safety, Xavier McKinney, signed in free agency.
You know, it's funny you guys asked me about that. One, I'll just say it's been so nice to have X. What a pro. I mean, how hard he works, the communication, the way he is in the meeting rooms, the way he looks out for the younger guys.
NFL OTAs could be a thing of the past. The players' union working on a proposal to eliminate voluntary spring practices and in return have players report earlier to training camp. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-3 loss in extra innings to the Cubs at AmFam Field. Chicago scoring 5 runs in the 10th after a 1-1 tie in the 9th. Cubs manager Craig Counsell on snapping a 5-game losing streak.
That's why you keep fighting, and the ball talk ends up getting their closer out of the game, and then we put together a really good inning.
That's the Cubs' Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, congrats to the Mellon girls softball team. They advance on with a win at Northwood Solon Springs last night. So the number 2-seeded Mellon Granite Digger softball team will take on Thorpe. They're also a 2-seed after Thorpe knocked off Athens yesterday. So Mellon and Thorpe will play in Athens on Thursday for the right to go to state. Speaking of going to state, congrats in order to the Prentice and Lakeland golf teams, both advancing on to state. The Prentice golf team carding a 337, and that was good enough for second place to advance on to the state golf tournament coming up next week. We'll talk a little bit more about that and the team members coming up throughout the morning here.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. For fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season. And we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. Not much wind either out of the northeast at only around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 41. Tomorrow, sunshine 74 by Friday. More scattered showers with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Just pop it in for free.
Right here.
98Q Country.
I can see you by the bar. Skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. Looking at you, looking at me. Them words you're whispering in my ear. Girl, they're as smooth as Tennessee. We got all night to go.
With an ice cold can, stirring up dust on some old farmland.
Reality Radio Wednesday. Got lots of giveaways, lots of big announcements coming up during Reality Radio. I'm having one of those mornings where I turn on my computer and my computer wants me to re-sign into every single thing that I got. That's usually a sign, not a good sign for your computer, right? At some point, you got kicked out of everything. So I'm trying to make sure I know all my passwords. And then, of course, you got to reset passwords. So, yeah, fun times. Fun times on the, I was going to say the east side, the south side. We've got a nice morning. It's cool out there. Man, 38 here in the city. That means some of you low outlying people are probably down close to that freezing mark. I hope your plants and everything are okay, but you might want to take a little look-see out there, make sure everybody's okay. Hopefully, with the warmer weather we've had, they're hardy enough to survive maybe a little bit of a glimpse of 32 or 33. Folks in the city should be all right. 68 is our forecasted high. Plenty of sunshine for today and tomorrow. Going to be a couple of really, really nice days. All the news, we got lots to talk about. We got golf, we got baseball, we got softball tournaments, all going on. We'll cover all that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. A little fishing news now, Kurtz Island Sports Shop fishing update.
This is Dave from Kurtz Island Sports Shop with your weekly fishing report from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Managua. Weather could have been kinder for the Memorial Day weekend. We just had winds on Saturday that made for a challenge fishing. Walleye is very good, weeds being key, depth varies. Find walleyes along 22-foot breaks in sandgrass, taking black chubs and red tails, working into the weeds. Tall, narrow leaf cabbage of 10 to 14 feet also producing. Jigging chubs or setting up slip floats with larger fatheads or larger leeches is also working. Casting stick baits over the weed tops in 10 to 14 feet just along breaks in deeper water producing well. Using Rattling Rogue's Perfect Tens also. Crappie is very good. Most sporting is done, though some lakes still have some bedding fish. Most consistent bite using small plastics, swim bait twister tails on a 32nd ounce jig through 6 to 10 feet of weeds. Mini mites or crappie minnows under small floats rocking in the wind also producing. Largemouth bass is very good. Action in 6 to 10 feet of weeds using wacky worms, tube jigs, number 8 husky jerks. Pre-rigged plastic worms slowly retrieved through some areas and a real do-nothing approach. It's been deadly. This has been Dave with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop fishing report.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Managua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Stand out in the community with a retail partnership sponsorship at the 71st Annual Flamborama, one of Wisconsin's longest-running celebrations. Gain recognition through the chamber and civic media like 98Q Country, reaching 18 counties. Contact the chamber office today at 715-762-2703 or visit us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Meet our new chamber director, Courtney, and grab our community coupon books at half price, only $10, packed with savings for local businesses. Find the chamber today for a thriving business tomorrow.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. Not much wind either out of the northeast at only around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 41. Tomorrow, sunshine 74 by Friday. More scattered showers with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power. 98Q Country.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. This morning, yeah.
my boots off this time.
To about 38, 39. We'll warm this thing up pretty quick. Close to 70 today, tomorrow. A lot of sunshine. Not expecting any rain at all. Well, there is a 1% chance of rain today. If it rains, you have the right to message me and text me and say, hey, Joel, it's raining. But not going to happen. Not going to happen today, tomorrow. The last time I predicted that. Let's get some words of wisdom in for this Wednesday, the 29th. 29th day of May already. Focus on the family this morning. Brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Being a champion takes more than skill. It takes character. Italian bobsledder Eugenio Monti had a lot of both. Eugenio was one of the most successful athletes in the history of bobsledding, the winner of 10 world championships and 6 Olympic medals. But Eugenio Monti is best known for his act of sportsmanship at the Winter Olympics in February 1964. That year, Great Britain's bobsled team had the overall lead after their first two runs. Before their last one, however, they discovered that a bolt on their sled's rear axle had sheared off, and they didn't have a spare. They almost forfeited their final run and their chance to win the gold medal, except their competitor, Eugenio Monti, stepped in and offered them one of his spare bolts. The Brits won the gold medal by 0.12 seconds. The Italian team settled for the bronze. For his act of sportsmanship, Eugenio Monti became the first recipient of a prestigious award given by the International Olympic Committee to recognize actions exemplifying the spirit of sportsmanship. Whether you're an athlete, a business person, or an average man or woman building a career, a successful life requires more than skill and hard work. It takes knowing where competition ends and where kindness begins. For that, you need character. That one trait, more than any other, is what distinguishes a winner from a champion. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, it's been actually really good. I'm 81 years old. I'm a retired nurse, and I have found, I've taken it for about 5 years, I do feel better. At first, you know, there wasn't a drastic change, but I found it really has made, you know, a difference in my lifestyle. It does improve our quality of life.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
We're going to jump on with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield, and we are celebrating a 50th anniversary for Wheelway. Is that right?
Absolutely. To celebrate 50 years in business, we're giving specials all across the board. Home of the $39.95 oil change, $10 off alignments, $50 off a set of tires, many discounts. You should be receiving a mailer in the mail, so check your mailbox for many discounts.
All right, save big with 50 years of savings. And if they want to schedule their appointment down there for service work, Pete, they can give you a call, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call. Our phone number is 715-762-2467. Number again is 715-762-2467.
Very good. A couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Wheelway in Fifield.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball?
to show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee-Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season. And we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Syntech Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Available only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. Not much wind either out of the northeast at only around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 41. Tomorrow, sunshine 74 by Friday. More scattered showers with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Big hits from big stars like
Jason Aldean,
Luke Combs,
Morgan Wallen,
all day long. 98Q Country.